Okay, well, my broadcast here, Saturday, November 10th, the discredited loser, Jerome Corsi, formerly of, I don't know, WorldNet Daily, if he still writes, I don't know, a Zionist front outfit, and, of course, InfoHorse, formerly employed there. Why isn't he still? Nothing's been said about that. It's typical for InfoWars, so secretive, hate to be exposed, have plenty to expose about them. There is plenty to expose about InfoWars. I've done a very good job over the years of that. Very secretive, very mysterious, run around trying to expose other people, but there's so much to expose about them, and oh, it can't be done because he's a holy man. Now he's a cult figure of complete and total utter fraud. And you saw a very good indication that P.J. Watson nearly got Harris Suckabees, or whatever, Sarah Suckabees, whatever her name is, Sanders, fired for relying upon P.J. Wanker's video. They had the upper hand in that whole thing, and now they had to trash it. Totally blown opportunity to put the leftist filth in the fake news media on the defensive. It was flipped around on them because of the connection to P.J. Watson of InfoWars. Do you see yet how I am right and everybody else is wrong because they're afraid to raise a word, a discouraging word, against the InfoWars complex? In the alternative media. It's like the industrial complex in the United States. We have the same sort of complex in the alternative media. And I have been waging this war, a yeoman's effort, for about 9 years against this. And finally, we're seeing how right I am now that it threatens to bring down the entire Trump administration. It will not be brought down by the leftists. It'll be brought down by his good buddies, Jerome Corsi, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, the homosexual Matt Drudge, etc. Only one person in the world, almost 3 years ago now, predicted it. And if you hear this rambling one-hour monologue by Jerome Corsi done yesterday, you'll know that Aaron Wilson, PhD, is about the smartest person to ever come into the alternative media, let alone the world, in this time point on the timeline when we're all alive. This is what counts. You can read the history books, you can read the future. But really, the most important salient is what you're living with right now. We're breathing at the same time. We love our President Trump, but he's going to be doomed by his own insider alternative media contacts. So amazing. If you have so listen to this video by Corsi. He's had about 10,000 views up on YouTube. He cites connections to Trump. He praises Jesus for helping him through this period of time as he prepares to flip. Essentially, that's what the video sounds like to me. On Trump, and who knows who else, to save his own fat ass because he wants to stay home with his family. Raising money for the legal defense, etc. He's very worried. All right, he's worse than a bitch. He's pissed his pants. So, if we go by this, you know, there's very little. The Mueller investigation, grand jury, whatever, has been able to keep it pretty tight-lipped in this era of everything being leaked. Think of it in those terms. How tight they're keeping it. So this is a crack, potentially, in the blockade of information that's not being leaked, that would typically be leaked by somebody. That they got something, and not only do they got something on Trump, but it's completely related to InfoWars, like Aaron Wilson, PhD, has been saying all fucking along. And again, the P.J. Watson thing that happened is just like the tremor before the earthquake. It totally fits, as far as I'm concerned. I'm right. I'm the only person in the world of 7, 8 billion people that predicted this, detailed it as it comes down the rails. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a train coming. all of Trump's alternative media buddies on it. Sorry, but we fucked up. They're blaming us, and we're having to run your legacy, your administration, everything that you've done down. Is it already over? I never said it was. That's part of my prediction. That's the cliffhanger. I believe that he will be impeached in the Senate and in the Senate. Impeached in the House. Sorry, let me say that again. Impeached in the House, not convicted in the Senate. This is why the election was so important. All of these these recent predictions are in my Twitter, and I've told Trump this. So I said, you're going to have to go through some hardship. It's not over. But this election, the victory was not losing the Senate for the conviction aspect of it. And we have plenty of senators to spare, probably more than 51. And then you have the tiebreaker with Pence. You know, hopefully he plays ball. You know, nothing is a granted, a given. He survives, but it's going to be very stressful on him. He's a trooper, though. I tell you what, Trump can handle it probably. If anybody else won't shit their pants, it's probably going to be him. He's strong in that regard. So, but really, to me, the overall aspect of it is these leftist scumbag criminals are willing to do anything and everything to get their own little way. And it's very twisted in this, you know, whatever. The GOP Republican Christians don't want to do anything. They pray to God and Jesus. All they have to do is ask Jesus and everything will be provided. Well, they're losing. Number one, their shit's always under threat. And they're losing. And this, you know, is like I said, it's a fairly recent manifestation. Before this, believing in this dead Jew brought people to fight. I mean, that's Constantine used it initially. He is the one who harnessed this ability of people to say, fuck it, I'm going to a better place after this life anyway, so let's just put it all on the line and see what happens. That started the Christian thing going in Rome under Constantine. And if you go through Crusades or, repelling the Muslims from Europe, Charles the First, all of these different people, throughout Europe, etc., they weren't afraid to mix the two, violence and their faith and this dead Jew and the contradictions and the hypocrisy therein. To me, this is where Christianity is. It seems like, to be honest, a dying legs. It doesn't fight anymore. But the leftist, Marxist, pinko swine aren't only willing to fight. They like to fight, and they're willing to do anything necessary. And so this is why when they're in power, they do whatever they want, and like Obama. 8 years of it, doing whatever he wants, no problem. Conservative gets in there, has nothing but trouble, nothing but pressure, nothing but a counter. And so this is the way it goes. This is the ideology. And we see with this, the Florida recounts, everything like that. We're going to like cheat and steal. Our ideology must prevail, which is, it's stronger than the Christian ideology. Yeah, that's the way I view it. And like I said, again, Christianity didn't always used to be this way. It's a fairly recent manifestation of the failure of this dead Jew cult that has been going on for a long time. It's finally, I believe, on its last legs. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to count it out yet. But in the United States, it is withering, and it means it's under pressure from everywhere then. As these leftists, Marxists, anything goes, amoral, Which again leads to the murders by the millions, the tens of millions, and perhaps even the hundreds of millions as it gets ratcheted upwards. It's very interesting concepts. Anyways, again, it seems like Corsi is the canary in the coal mine.